Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And the power team is here. That's what I call you guys. You guys have your capes on and stuff?
We do.
We like awesome. That. Yes.
Right. From the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Mariah Erickson, Quality Assurance Supervisor, is here. And so is Gina Sacrapani, VP of Marketing and Public Relations. And of course, everybody at the BBB has their superhero capes on because there is so much going on.
Yes, it's actually hard to keep up. So it's great that we're able to have this opportunity to talk with you and the listeners out there.
And we talked with Jonathan Labor briefly on Monday about some of the concerns, of course, like the Facebook. Yep. And we were talking about this. I'm guilty of that, you guys. Yep. Going and taking those Facebook quizzes only to learn like they could just be mining your data.
Right. Well, there's a piece of convenience when you use those apps, use your Facebook credentials to log in to websites and other apps, but it comes with a price.
I mean,
you're allowing third-party access to your Facebook data and your friends' data.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? And you don't think of that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing he brought up was how now that, you know, the Colorado Springs economy is so hot, it's on fire. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Scammers are going to start targeting us more. So we all need to be alert and aware and be prepared, and that's why you guys are here today. So we always start the show talking about the top national and local scams. And Mariah, I know you watch these closely.
We do.
Should we start with national?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's start with, this is for March.
This is for March.
Okay, so what were the top national scams?
So online purchases again.
Again.
At the top spot.
Okay.
And then we've got phishing in the second spot and tax collection in third place.
So that's kind of moving up on the national.
Yeah.
And we know locally, I thought it's been kind of up there for the last couple months, but nationally it's kind of climbing back up again.
It is.
Okay.
Which would make sense a little bit for the 'tis the season for us to see the tax collection up there in the top third.
So let's give them an overview really quick for like online purchases, phishing, and the tax collection.
Okay. So I did want to kind of give you guys a victim account for the online purchases that we saw nationally.
Yeah.
And we had one victim tell us that they found a pontoon boat on Craigslist and the seller was using a third party to sell the pontoon boat. And after checking out the site, they agreed on a purchase price and wired $19,000 to this scammer to buy the boat. And after receiving a fictitious invoice, contract, and bill of sale, they expected the boat within 7 days and then were blocked with all types of forms of contact.
No.
They kept canceling, but before that, they kept canceling the delivery dates. And since then, they've not responded to any emails or phone calls. And of course, they haven't received the boat or their money back.
And it was $19,000.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't, and I, this, I know you can't generalize this, but you know what? When I hear somebody say, wire me money, to me, that's an instant red flag.
Right.
Is it just me or is that a wise?
No, that should be a red flag.
It should be, unless you know that person, you know, pretty well and you know their circumstances, but no one that, you know, you're doing business relationships with for the first time, definitely red flag.
Right.
Okay. Big red flag. Okay, do we have an example for a phishing?
So I just wanted to stick to the top one for the national.
Okay, perfect.
And again, just some tips. Know the advertiser. Protect your personal information. Shop with a credit card because it gives you that extra layer of protection. Avoid suspicious websites. Keep your social security number to yourself. Use strong passwords. Request refunds. And check your bank and credit card statements regularly.
All the time.
Right.
Or set up notifications. Like we've talked about this before. Like I've set up my bank. So if anything that happens, think there's a notification.
Exactly.
You want to know. Okay. So be careful. And even with a debit card, you can run them as credit, right?
Right.
And you still have that layer of protection.
Exactly.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. Phishing.
So just phishing is an attempt to obtain sensitive information such as usernames, passwords, and credit card details. And we did have, So we did have one gentleman tell us that they received a text message from someone claiming to be the FBI out of the New York office.
A text message?
A text message.
Okay.
They asked for all personal identifiable information, including a home address, city, occupation, nearest airport, and email address. They stated they would be arrested for if the information was not provided and eventually did ask for money as well.
Okay, there's several red flags there.
Several red flags.
Including FBI texting.
Right, you. Right.
The FBI.
They're not going to text you.
They're not going to text you or email you.
Yeah.
Or they're going to show up, right?
So phishing scams do come to us in several different ways. One can be a text message. But just make sure if it does come to you in an email, don't click on any links or attachments. And, of course, look for grammatical errors in any forms of communication that come to you. Look for generic greetings such as dear member or dear customer. Be wary of instructions stating urgent action required. Run antivirus software if it is coming to you through email. And if something seems suspicious, contact BBB and check companies' websites.
Perfect. And, I mean, I would think, even if this gentleman, even called the FBI in New York and said, I received this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They would have been like, not us. No. Do not touch it.
Absolutely.
And if you have questions, ask somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's a safe bet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we want to look at locally? What is some of our top three?
Absolutely.
So okay.
Locally, we had.
Here you go. Do you need this?
Thank you. So we had online purchase again, phishing. Tax collection and employment were tied for third place.
So the tax collection locally has been in our top three for a while here, hasn't it?
It has.
A little bit?
It has.
And even the employment the employment one, also very prominent locally.
It has been.
So do we have a couple examples for the tax collection and employment?
We do. So again, tax collection was the one that I had just mentioned.
Right.
And we did for employment, we had someone contacted through a Google chat, that's always a red flag, and offered $40,000 in an annual salary as a part-time employee.
$40,000
for
part-time. How do I get that?
I know. Can I have that job too?
Right?
I know.
How do we get that? Right?
They signed a contract and were given access to a type of dashboard where they were sent information regarding inbound packages.
Okay.
They were to check the packages and then take a picture of the package and a tracking number and send it or put the picture back into the dashboard. And he was eventually told that he was given a promotion in administrative access. And after several transactions, he had not received a paycheck. So he started questioning all of this.
Oh, no.
And then just like the other scam, he was eventually blocked and stripped of all access and never paid.
Well, and I think we've also seen something similar like with this. Mm-hmm. It was especially students as well. College students deposit this check and then go and do this and this and just be careful.
Right.
And then they just block you.
Yes.
Not good. And your bank account is empty.
Right.
And, not good. Okay. And, of course, you can find more details about the top scams, both nationally and locally, on the website.
Yes. All of this is once we verify the scam, all of it's published live on our scam tracker.
Okay. And that's on your website?
It is.
BBB.com? Mm-hmm.
BBB.org.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then just to add to that, if you know of a scam, maybe it's not just that you're looking to find out, but you've been victimized, we ask all people to go to Scam Tracker. So BBB.org. /scam tracker,
right.
To report that scam. That is an interactive tool that all BBBs across the nation use. And so we aggregate that data, and then we provide that information to law enforcement agencies, both local and national, to help us find where the hubs for these scammers.
Right. And it can help you and others.
Correct. So help yourself, help your neighbor, report a scam, even if you haven't lost money. Right? Because if you didn't, someone else may have.
So even if you receive something, that go ahead and report
it. Absolutely. That allows us to establish a pattern of complaints. It allows us to kind of put pieces together, kind of make that puzzle come together. And a lot of times we're able to work with the law enforcement agencies to deter someone from being victimized.
Perfect. So go and report it. Go to the BBB.org website and report it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it is a major fiasco. Yeah. And I trying to understand all of it is hard. The Cambridge Analytica Facebook debacle. Is that the right way to put it? That's next with Gina and Mariah from the BBB on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRNEO News Radio. Today we're talking with Gina Sacrapanti, VP of Marketing and Public Relations, and Mariah Erickson, Quality Assurance Supervisor from the BBB of Southern Colorado. And I know I jumped a couple of topics, but I thought it would tie in with what we were just kind of talking about with Facebook. And I think this is great because we can help better explain this whole Cambridge Analytica thing.
Sure.
What it means for you, what exactly happened, and like we were saying in the break, you have to be your own advocate in this.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right.
So if you're a Facebook user, you've probably heard about this fiasco with Cambridge Analytica. And it's a grim reminder that no matter how careful you are with your online profile, your information can be mined, tracked, and even monetized by different companies.
Right.
And so Cambridge Analytica is being accused of having acquired data on 50 million Facebook users. And the way they did this was that they developed an app called This Is Your Digital Life. And it was promoted as a personality kind of a quiz. And actually, the research was used by psychologists for research, right? So everyone's like, oh, this is a great thing, right? So about 270,000 people downloaded this app. And
onto their device.
Correct.
Okay.
And how you get to that 50 million is that actually this app not only mined those people's data that directly downloaded it, but it also had access to those people's Facebook friends.
So it was like the gate opening the door, going, here's all my info and all my Facebook friends' info.
Correct.
Okay.
And the friends' info was a little bit more limited. They didn't have the exact access, but they still were able to get access. And so this means that even if you didn't take that quiz, but your friend did, your data could have been mined.
Mm.
So how does this happen, right? So many websites and apps ask you to log in with Facebook, right? It's easier. I don't have to establish a new set of credentials. So when you do so, you are granting this third-party app to basically go into your Facebook account and data and exchange information between them, okay?
And because you're thinking, oh, it's just so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just log in through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
Okay. And that was the kind of entryway for this to happen. So there's no denying that this integration is convenient, but it also can have a big potential for abuse. So the interesting thing to point out is that this all happened in 2015. So at that time, Facebook actually allowed the apps to exchange the data.
Okay.
So it wasn't a breach in the traditional sense, but what happened, what they're calling it, is kind of a breach of trust. Cambridge Analytica then took that information and sold it to without getting political here, a presidential campaign, right?
Okay.
To help influence voters.
Okay.
So this is what the kind of the secondary component to this whole controversy is.
So the information they collected from their app being downloaded.
Correct. So think about when it almost curated a profile of you, right? What your likes are, what you post, what you share, what your friends share. So it actually could create a profile and be a predictor of what leaning you had politically.
Mm.
And so this is the big controversy, is that this data was used during the 2016 presidential campaign. And did that information influence the voter vote
in the election?
Correct.
Because they were basically running ads and stuff.
Correct. So with that information, they ran targeted ads through Facebook to those specific users.
Wow. And isn't it crazy that they can do that? It's crazy.
It is crazy.
So what people need to do at this point, it's done. It's over, right?
Mm-hmm. And since then, this collection of data through apps is not is prohibited by Facebook. So it's no longer allowed. Facebook has also suspended Cambridge Analytica from their platform.
But it's a good idea, isn't it, for all of us to go in
Absolutely.
And remove the apps, right?
Like, yes. So just some steps you can take.
Right.
If you're not auditing your third-party Facebook apps, they can be accessing your data for years without your knowledge.
Isn't
so, go to your settings. You can find your apps, and it will show you all the apps that are on your phone. Get rid of them if you're not using them. Be skeptical. You know, before you take a quiz or anything like that, figure out who created it. Is it Is it someone you trust? Have you heard about it? The fact that your friend has taken this
quiz doesn't
mean that it's a trusted source.
Right.
Of course, adjust your privacy settings. Remove personal details from your profile. You know, information like where you live and your birthday, you know, that's not necessary on Facebook. It only allows scammers to kind of target you more. There's actually a stat that about 2-3% of Facebook accounts are fraudulent. They're not real. And so when you think about there are 2.1 billion Facebook users, that's a lot of fictitious accounts out there just looking to kind of take advantage of you.
I get friend requests from them every day.
Right.
Right.
If you don't know who those people are,
don't accept their friend request.
And especially like when the profiles, you're like, okay, well, who's this person? And they have no pictures.
Right.
If the account was created yesterday, come on.
They have no posts. Yeah. They're not going to reach out to you first, right? To establish. So think about it. You know, what's more important? A little fun or your privacy?
Perfect. Okay, and we're going to take a break. Hopefully that was helpful. And again, I'm sure there's more information on the BBB website about this whole thing. And when we come back, it was announced yesterday by the BBB, a local investigation is now underway. We've got details with Gina and Mariah next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking with Gina Sacripanti, VP of Marketing and Public Relations, and Mariah Erickson, Quality Assurance Supervisor for the BBB of Southern Colorado. And now we kind of need to turn locally because you guys announced yesterday a big local investigation is now underway.
Well, it's actually, we completed an investigation.
Okay.
We can always add to the information. But Mariah and the team, the operations team, established a pattern of complaint against a local business here in our area named Brown and Sons Custom Carpentry and Remodeling.
Okay.
They are located, they have an address at 1315 Sanderson Avenue in Colorado Springs. They are not an accredited business of ours. They have an F rating with us. And that rating is due to the number of complaints filed against the business, failure to respond to 4 complaints, the length of time the business has been operating, and failure to have a required competency license.
Mm.
So we received, we processed and closed 8 complaints over the last year, and there was all the same pattern, right? So people would contract work with Brown and Sons Custom Carpentry and Remodeling. The work was either started and not completed. In one instance, money was provided and no work was performed at all. So the direct out-of-pocket cost that was paid to this business was $57,000.
That was direct out-of-pocket?
Correct.
Okay.
Like, this is like I'm paying you ahead of time to do this work, and the work most... 7 out of 8 times the work was started, but never completed. And so there was, you know, pattern of trying to approach this business, failure to respond. And then these same 8 consumers had to spend an additional $61,000 to fix the substandard work. And so the big thing here is that this business didn't have the required licensing. So on November 15th, Brown and Sons Custom Carpentry and Remodeling's siting license was revoked by Pikes Peak Regional Building Department due to contracting for and performing work for which the business was not licensed to do, as well as not pulling the necessary permits required for the work.
Mm.
So these people...
And that was on all of them, it looked like? Wow.
Yep. So, you know, BBB's mission is to create a marketplace where businesses and consumers trust each other. And part of that for us is calling out businesses that are not helping our local community. They're hurting our consumers here and hurting the trust.
Right.
And so, you know, we pushed this press release out yesterday. And if you have done business with Brown and Sons Custom Carpentry and Remodeling, we would like to hear from you as well.
Okay. Because, like you said, more can be added to this investigation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. And so if anyone has done business, we'd like you to call our office at 719-636-1155.
And Mariah, when investigations like this happen, I mean, this can take a lot of time, can it?
It can.
Because you have to look at each individual case.
Right.
And speak with those owners. And then does the BB make contact directly with these companies?
We do. We reach out to the business. We speak to the consumers that have interacted with the business. We encourage consumers that have had a marketplace transaction with the business to file complaints.
Okay.
That way they can go through the dispute resolution process. And we act as the intermediary between the business and the consumer to help facilitate that conversation so that they can try to reach a resolution.
Okay. But again, this is continuing and ongoing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And since they do not really have the license, can this business stay open or not really? Do we know?
Well, in February of this year, February 1st, their Secretary of State filing expired. So,
yeah,
the bottom line is, you know, check references before you contract with any contractor. You know, we encourage you to confirm proper licensing and permit information with the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, and you could go to their web address at www.pprpd.org. So that's, again, Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, to make sure that the business that you're looking at is licensed and has the necessary ability to get the permits needed for your work.
Okay. And just so, again, everybody knows, the business is Brown & Sons Carpentry and Remodeling. And if you've done business with them, you guys want to hear from them.
Correct.
Okay. And give the number again.
It's 719-636-1155.
Okay, and we're going to go ahead and take a quick break because we have another important topic to talk about when we come back. Tis the season for storm chasers, right?
That is right.
Oh, they love it here, don't they?
Yeah.
We'll have more with Mariah and Gina from the BBB next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Mariah Erickson, Quality Assurance Supervisor, and Gina Sacrapanti, VP of Marketing and Public Relations with the BBB of Southern Colorado. I feel like we should kind of turn this into a carol. Tis the season for storm chasers. Ooh. Right? But it's true.
Maybe we could have that as
that
an intro.
That sounds catchy.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. Here in Colorado and Colorado Springs, we've had fires. Wind,
hail,
massive snow damage before. People have had that. I mean, we're just wind. Kind of wind. I mean, we're just kind of like, oh, Mother Nature loves us here.
Sure does.
And are we like kind of one of the target locations for storm chasers?
We are.
Yeah. So what is the top thing that they kind of, in everything that you've been looking at, what have you found for our area?
So as you mentioned, snowstorms.
Yay!
Severe wind.
Yay.
Floods with the burn scar.
We didn't say flooding, did
No,
we?
I didn't. Yeah, or you didn't, actually. Wildfires. Yeah. And there's other natural disasters that often bring out the best in people, but also the worst. Unfortunately, after the aftermath of a crisis, it brings out contractors that take advantage of those that have already been victimized by those storms. Since 2005, the National Center for Disaster Fraud has received over 70,000 complaints from 50 states, 6 territories, and 4 countries involving over 50 natural and man-made disasters. In connection with Hurricane Katrina alone, federal prosecutors charged over 1,300 disaster fraud cases in 49 different districts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is. It's quite... Mm.
And it's like they almost just kind of roam the country, don't they? Like, oh, here's where a disaster has been, so let's show up in about a month, and you know,
right? They come quite quickly, right? Yeah. They'll show up right after the disaster, sometimes in the middle of the disaster.
And we've fallen for them here before too.
We
had storm chasers here.
Mm-hmm. The Coalition Against Insurance Fraud estimates conservatively that fraud steals over $80 billion a year across all lines of insurance.
Wow, $80 billion.
$80 billion.
That's not good.
According to a May 2016 National Insurance Crime Bureau report, Colorado had the second highest number of hail claims in the United States from 2013 to 2015, second only to Texas.
Wow.
Personal property homeowners was the policy type most affected by hail loss, over 50% more than the next most impacted policy type. Of course, it's automobile.
Right.
But that's amazing. That's huge.
That we were second.
Right.
For Hale.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Right.
So what, I mean, we know it's going to happen this mm-hmm. year. Like it does, it's going to happen.
Right.
Whether it be one of the things that we've just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can folks do? And we know, I mean, look, we get it. People are still recovering from the last major windstorm and the last right. major flood and the last major hailstorm.
Right. So speaking of hail, mm-hmm. it's quite incredible that Colorado's damaging hail season is considered to be from mid-April to August.
I did not know mid-April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's coming.
So it's coming.
Right.
And our Front Range is located in the heart of what is considered Hail Alley.
I didn't know there was a Hail Alley.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
I mean, we've all heard of Tornado Alley.
Right, right. We're so in the middle of Hail Alley.
We have a name.
Yeah, we do.
This is Scam Alley, too.
Oh, goody. Hail Alley.
Yeah. And we receive the highest frequency of large hail in North America and most of the world.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
But we've all been there, right, where you hear this thunk,
right,
and you're
right.
like, what is happening
yeah.
right now?
Yeah, you see and people running to move their cars.
Yes, or running so their heads don't get, yeah.
Right. So with that, in the last 10 years, we've seen hailstorms causing more than $3 billion in insurance damage. Yes.
That was with a B.
Yes, it was with a B.
That's clarified. Yeah. That was with a B.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So with that, come out the storm chasers.
Right.
And it's coming mid-April to mid-August.
So what should folks do now that we know that we're in
right.
Hail Alley? That's what I said. I didn't know there was such a thing. What should people do to obviously prepare and be
right.
ready?
Beware of storm chasers, out-of-town contractors soliciting business. Although not all storm chasers are scammers, they may lack the proper licensing in our service area or offer quick fixes that don't always last.
Okay.
Or they make big promises that they can't deliver on.
Okay. And if they're literally coming to your door, isn't that kind of a...
Red flag.
Red flag.
Right.
Okay.
So contact your insurance company, ask about your policy coverage and specific filing requirements. Save all your receipts, including those for food, temporary lodging, or other expenses that may be covered under your policy.
Okay.
Do your research. Find a business you can trust.
Right.
ABB.org. Look for accredited businesses.
Okay.
Resist high-pressure sales tactics. Some storm chasers, just as you mentioned, they'll go door-to-door soliciting your business. Be especially careful of those contractors that they go door-to-door. Ask for identification. Check their vehicle for business names and signage.
Yes.
As we've mentioned before.
Right.
Check those license plates.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it says like out of town, you might want to think about that.
Right.
And BBB actually has a great service. It's called eQuote. So you can actually come to our website and request a quote to be sent to you from 3 accredited businesses. So if you're looking for these bids, as Mariah said, you can come and directly say on our website, I'm looking for this type of contractor, this type of repairman. And based on your location, we will send 2-3 accredited businesses your request for information. And you can upload photos. You can put detailed information. So if you're also wanting convenience on finding businesses you can trust, use our eQuote services, and you can find that at bbb.org.
Because you always say, right, get 3 quotes at least.
Right.
And yep.
And there it is, right in one thing.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Any other tips to keep people safe as the storm chaser season gets underway?
Sure. Just be wary of those places that you can't see. While most contractors do abide by the law, be careful of allowing somebody to get up on your roof and inspect your roof. An unethical contractor may actually create the damage that they say they're going to fix.
Oh.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And also, just we're warning contractors to be aware of storm chasers. Some of them will spoof your business. So they'll back up on your reputation and say that they're actually the business that's here locally, when they're actually from out of town and have no affiliation with the business that's here locally and properly licensed.
I've heard of that happening before.
Yes.
Or is it throwing around people's names?
Right.
Like, oh, so and no.
Yeah.
And if there's any question, call them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other tips?
That's all I've got.
That's perfect. And you can find more information, of course, on the website. And we have a couple minutes. We do need to talk about this because did you guys ever think that this event would turn into such a thing?
No, but we are so happy that it has because
right.
it just brings home that you can be your first line of defense against identity theft.
Absolutely. And this is the letter RIP. Get
Correct.
It? Letter RIP event. And this is, you guys, over 1,200 last year.
Correct. We had over 1,240 participants for almost 50,000 pounds of documents shredded.
Right. And mm-hmm. so this year, it's happening on May 5th, but there are some changes this year.
That is right. And so, yay, you know, great response from the community.
Well, it's such a great thing to offer for people. It really is.
It is. And so this year, so that we can manage the number of people interested and make sure that people have a great experience there, we are requiring online registration.
So there's no showing up. There's no.
There is not.
I forgot to register. Can I just?
That's right. And, no. And so please, if you want to come to our event, please register. We don't want to turn you away. It's going to happen from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
We are partnering with El Paso County again in Mobile Record Shredders. And we are closing down Vermajoe Street in between Cascade and Sawatch.
Okay.
And so your first three boxes are free. And then thereafter, we're asking for a donation. The funds raised on site help us provide scholarships to the community.
Awesome.
So all that money that, you know, you provide in donations goes right back to the community. And so last year we actually gave a total of $7,500 in scholarships to the community.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
But the big thing is you have to register.
Have to. Correct. And we make it fun. We have a DJ on site. You can pull right up to the shredding vehicle. We'll take your boxes out for you. You can watch your documents being shredded right there.
Right.
And so we just really want to bring home again that getting your confidential information securely disposed of is of importance. This is tax season right now.
Yes.
You're probably gathering a lot of documents and you're putting it to the side. Bring them out. Let us help you securely and safely dispose of those documents.
And again, Letter Rip is coming up May 5th and go to bbb.org to register.
Correct.
Perfect. I was telling you guys in the break, like I always say, I'm going to register and then I forget. Okay, now when you say three boxes, so let's clarify box. I mean, if I show up with a refrigerator-sized box, that's not going to...
So it's going to be
Mariah's laughing at me. I would do it, Mariah.
So it's going to be your three standard-sized letter boxes.
Okay.
I think it's the exact dimensions are 11 by 17 by 11.
Okay.
So, you know, your the box that you get your copy or paper in, that's a standard-sized box.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. And go get registered, you guys, because again, not registered... No shreddy for you.
That's right.
You like that. Mariah and Gina, appreciate you guys. And we'll talk with you guys very soon. And coming up tomorrow on the Extra Habitat for Humanity, we'll be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.